Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The theme of today is North London Derby, because at the weekend, on Sunday, 9 a.m., Spurs takes on Arsenal in what could be a definitive game in the title race.
Could be, will be.
There you go. And to talk more North London Derby with us, who better than Ledley King, the one club man, I mean, former captain, 323 appearances for Spurs, played in 19 North London derbies. Ledley, hey, I've been told that he needs to loosen up, right?
No, wait, before we even get there, let's just call him the legend of White Hart Lane, legend Ledley King.
There we go.
That's a Tottenham legend there. When you say Tottenham, Ledley King, legend.
Floor's all yours.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. What a game. What a game to look forward to. I would say when you're a player and the fixture list comes out, you look at the first game of the season. After that, you're looking for Arsenal. Where are they? When are we going to play them? So to see this fixture, four games from the end of the season for Arsenal, six from the end of the season for Spurs, huge, huge game for both teams and a lot of stakes. I'm really looking forward to it.
Ledley, it's an absolute honor to get to speak with you. The Arsenal fans have a chant that they like to sing, which is, "We won the league. We won the league at White Hart Lane." Yes. Okay, I see you rolled your eyes. Okay,
so I've not heard that one.
Do you think this weekend they'll win at Tottenham Stadium? And if they do, do you think that puts them in the driver's seat to win the league?
No and no. First of all, as I said, big game for both teams. I'm hoping that the Spurs fans will be the 12th man that will make all the difference. We know Arsenal are a top, top team, but normally in these fixtures, it can be the home support that can play a huge part. So I'm hoping that Spurs will come through the game and win 2-1. And if they did win, if Arsenal did manage to win, Would it mean they're in the driver's seat? No. City are still in the driver's seat at the moment with four games left. City have to drop points. Could Spurs potentially beat City? They could down the line as well. But you have to favour City at the moment.
Ledley, since Ange Postecoglou came to the City, it felt like there was a hot start. And then they went through a little bit of a cooling phase as of late. What have you liked from him as the manager, and where do they need to improve to get up to that upper echelon to say, hey, this is a club that can compete not only for a Champions League spot, but for a Premier League title?
Well, Ange came in at a difficult time. Conte was sacked. The fans were kind of disillusioned in terms of where the club was going at that point. We looked around for a manager and we brought in Ange. Surprised a lot of people, I must admit, even myself. I had to look into his background, see what he'd done in the past. And he's been a breath of fresh air for the club, you know. I think the most important thing that he's done is the style of football. You know, Nigel will tell you that Tottenham are a team that want to play in a certain way. And Ange has come and he's done that and he's brought the fans back on side. And in terms of, you know, what can he do to improve the team? I think the defence is fine. I think the goalkeeper's fine. I still feel midfield and going forward, there can still be some adjustments going there. But the thing is, Ange wants to play an attacking style of football, which exposes the defenders, regardless of how good you are. There's going to be spaces. You have your fullbacks coming inside into the midfield, into the pitch, that leaves spaces. But that's the way he wants to play. And then you've got to trust your forwards to go and do the job the other way for you. So I'm sure he'll still be looking. You know, it's his first season and, you know, he'd have had a chance to have seen which players he wants moving forward and, you know, what players he'll want to bring in the summer.
Captain King. So sticking on the Tottenham theme right now, watching his Tottenham side, are there any players that remind you of yourself when you played or remind you of some of the legends, many legends you've played in the game of football who've played at Tottenham?
So any players in the current team now?
Yes.
He said, hell no.
He's damn like, remind right. me of me? No.
I think you're going to have to mix a lot of different players to find me, man. That's the truth. You're going to have to mix a lot, man. I'm not sure I'm as quick as Van der Ven, though. I think he might have me a little bit on that one. But yeah, no one really reminds me of myself there, to be honest. You know, someone who could play in midfield as well. You know, I don't see any of these players playing in midfield. They both got their strengths, as I say, Van der Ven, lightning quick, left footer, which is always a big thing in today's football to have a left-sided centre-half. And Romero, very aggressive, very different to myself. So they've both got strengths and weaknesses, but no one reminds me of myself, no.
Hey, Lily King, built different, man. He's not rash.
I say that all the time.
That's Romero.
Led, I say the same thing all the time. We built different from our generation, mate, but they don't understand.
Listen.
Explain yourself. In what way, Nad?
What? Yeah. Bruv, come on, man. The stuff that we had to go through and how we graduated in football, it was for us, it was playing your position was the main thing. Like, you were a centre-back. Your biggest job and what you were critiqued on was defending first. It wasn't
keep
playing out the back. It was being a defender.
Keep the ball out the net. Right?
Yes, exactly. And for me, in midfield, it was being a box-to-box midfielder, while now the game has changed so much where you can have an easy job of just sitting in front of the defence and say, oh, you're a defensive midfielder and that was it. Or you're an attacking midfielder and that was it. But for us, you had to be able to do
much more ground.
A lot more ground. Yeah. You were judged on a lot more things, being an all-round footballer.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things for defenders that I noticed it seems to have gone out of the game is actually being able to defend their box, put your head on important balls.
Yeah.
Seems to have gone now. You know, and as you say, in midfield, of course, you had to do everything. You had to be in the opposition box to try and nick goals. You had to be in your box defending. Now you can just sit in front and you're a DM.
Ledley, I mean, you mentioned it since we're on the topic. How have you rated the partnership between Guti Romero and Mickey van der Ven? And how big of a job are they going to have this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult game for them in terms of, I think it'll probably be Havertz, who's not your traditional centre-forward. You know, he's someone who's going to be coming from a deeper area. He's going to be trying to take the defenders, you know, out of position. So they've got to be clever. They're going to have to be clever. The communication is going to have to be good between the midfield and the defenders. But I really like them, both of them. I think they're very different, and I think that's important to have at centre-halves. And I think what Van de Ven has done is he's calmed Romero down. You know, we saw previous years how many yellow cards Romero was picking up, how many, you know, challenges he was going into that he didn't need to go into. And I feel that just having a stable centre-back partner has calmed him down, and we're able to see the best of it.
Ledley, I want to get back to you as a legend. You've been in a number of these big matches against Arsenal. You personally, what are some of the highs in this matchup, and what are some of the lows?
Well, there was plenty of lows, unfortunately. Arsenal were a really, really good team during my time. You know, we're talking about Henri, Bergkamp, Perez, Vieira. You know, always a very difficult game. Always a very difficult game. The low would have to be, obviously, Arsenal coming to our lane and winning the title. We got a draw on the day, but it wasn't good enough to stop them. So that was definitely a low. But
what was your mindset in that match? Like, coming into, you know, like you said, those players you had to defend. How did you prepare for that match? And what were the things being said in the match to get you going and trying to stop that formidable attack?
Well, I'd go to bed about 7 p.m., nice and early, make sure I got maximum sleep. But apart from that, you know, you've got to trust yourself. You know, I worked hard to be the best player I could be. And, you know, when you go on the pitch, you've got to trust yourself. I knew that if I played well, I performed well, then personally, I would be okay. The problem is there's other players on the pitch that can cause damage as well. And you need a team. You need your whole 11 players to have the same feeling that they want to dominate and they want to come out on top in the game. The fact is Arsenal just were too good at the time. You know, they had too many weapons for us, regardless of whether I played well or not in them games. It was always really difficult to beat Arsenal.
Ledley, I want to know from your perspective, obviously you had a great long and storied career, both internationally and with Tottenham. What player caused you the most problems? What player was the one that just found a way to either get past you or get under your skin the most?
Truthfully, no one got past me. No one got under me. No, listen, there's always players going to get past you. Of course, that's part of the game. No one really got under my skin too much. I used to come across players that I used to watch on TV and they were full of talk. And then when they come up against me, I was hoping they would give me something and they gave me nothing. And to be honest, I wasn't someone who really entertained that. So maybe that's why. But someone who was always tough was someone like Kevin Davis at Bolton. I've said this before. Bolton were a team that played long balls. You know, everything was a long ball. Everything was a long throw into your box. Everything was a fight. So, you know, Kevin Davis always made sure, regardless of whether he scored or not, he was giving you a hell of a battle.
I've heard that a lot.
That's because he's got a big derriere. You want to see Kevin Davis's peach, mate. He couldn't get around it. Ledley, just add a bit more misery to you, mate.
Him twerking on you.
I'm winning in the battle, Nigel versus King, mate. 3 wins and 0 wins for you every time we faced up.
Okay.
I'll beat you, geezer.
Don't talk. How is he going to come on here and try and disrespect you?
I'm not disrespecting. I'm just telling him.
No, Nigel said in the break it's because of his derriere. That's why he was able to get the best of you.
Yeah.
Can we put some more points in this game? Can we say 4 points for the winner?
No. I'll beat you 3 times, mate. Go on, let's go by
you. Let's make it interesting. Come on.
No,
what's interesting is your greatest 11 that you've played with.
Yeah, don't do a guest like that. We're going to let him give his best 11. You have 3 games, 3 wins. Why
three
you got to gloat
three
on
wins,
the show like
Nigeria,
this?
Nigeria Koke versus King.
Ledley, take us through the best 11 of players that you've played with, starting with the goalkeeper and the back line.
Yeah, so never easy. I never really like doing these things. You're always leaving out some great players. Some of the great players that I missed out quickly are Edgar Davids, Teddy Sheringham, David Ginola. But I will say this, I picked the players based on when I played and when they was in their prime with me. So I've gone for Paul Robinson, who was England number one goalkeeper for many years. Yep. Left side of centre half, Jonathan Woodgate, terrific centre half. Dawson, who I played probably the most games with as a partner, and Carl Walker, who can do that job. He can play centre back, he can play right back, fantastic.
Ledley, I like the humility, not putting yourself in the 11. Yeah. Walk me through the rest of the team.
Wow.
So I've had to kind of, as I said, mess around with the formation just to get these attacking players in. Van der Vaart and Modric. I don't know about the protection in there, but
let's, got no let's
play with the ball. We're going to play with the ball. We're going to play with the ball anyway. So I've gone for Van der Vaart and Modric in centre mid. Bow and Lennon down the wings. Explosive pace. Keane, just in that number 10 position. Very clever. And Berbatov and Defoe up front. That is an attacking team.
Berbatov wow. and Defoe together. Right. How many footballs are you playing with in this match?
No, I just want to say, Ledley there has picked all his mates. That's what he's done. That's the best mates he's had in the dressing room he got along with there.
Everyone was my mate.
Yeah, right. There's
everyone,
no
everyone
Davids.
Was my mate in the team. They're all my mates
no
in the
Davids,
team.
No Teddy, no David Ginola.
Listen, I speak to Edgar all the time.
Yeah, well, I guess Edgar will be speaking to you no more. You need to put him in the damn team.
I've told him.
Wow. He's first off the bench. Relax.
Nah, bro. David has to be on that team. That
in
guy
his prime,
was
who comes,
prime,
out, who comes out of that team?
In his prime, Edgar's
I'll take
Robbie
Keane out and put David's in there.
In his prime.
Van der Vaart was a player as well. But
I didn't play with him in his prime.
You didn't? Oh, but how about David Ginola? Come on.
Ginola was a
Ginola.
He was just out of his prime as well, man. Lennon was there for years doing great things for the club.
Hey, he was respecting the club. I like it. It's a pretty stacked team.
Before we let you go, Ledley, how do you feel about Tottenham and the future of the club from what you're seeing and being there?
Yeah, listen, I think it's in good hands at the moment, regardless of whether the team finished fourth or not. It's been a positive season. As I've said before, coming into the season, we didn't know what direction we was going in. You lose your record top goal scorer, a new manager. There's a lot of questions to be asked, but Andrew's come in. He's been fantastic. And, you know, I think the fans feel positive about him. And we just got to trust him, give him time, allow him to put his print in terms of the types of players that he wants at the football club. And, you know, I think the club will win a trophy under Ange. Let's just say that.
Ledley, all right, last question before we let you go. Give me a score prediction for Sunday.
I've gone... Okay. 2-1. 2-1 Spurs.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay.
Without your fullback.
No bias.
Ledley, all right. Hey, thanks a lot. Listen, it's an honor having an academy graduate, club legend, a guy that played his entire career for Spurs. Ledley, thanks.
Captain.
Cheers. Thank you, guys.
Captain, you can keep on naming accolades.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.